Today we are doing Perek Gimel and Zvachim, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. The Mishnayos continue with the theme of yesterday, discussing whether or not there's a psul of pigul and chutz lizmano on parts of the animal that are not normally eaten or that are not considered part of the animal. The Mishnah Hey says, Hashocheres ha-mukdashim, someone who shechts a karban, and we're talking about a female animal, lechol shalil, to eat the fetus that may be in its stomach, o shilya, or the fetal sac, bachutz, to eat it outside the perimeters of the allowed areas to eat that specific carbon, lo pigel, it does not become pigel. This would seem to be confusing because we know eating outside the perimeters does not make it pigel. Only chutz lizmano makes it pigel. So the Rav says that is actually how we should understand the Mishnah, that if you shecht the carbon to eat the fetus or the fetal sac outside the permitted area, then the karban is not pasul. And if the person had in mind to eat it outside the permitted time frame, that would not be considered pigel. Hamolek turn, someone who does malika, that is the form of shechita that was done on birds. Bifnim, lechol beitzehem bachutz, but the intent is to eat their eggs outside the permitted perimeter. Lo pigel, that does not become pigel because these are not considered parts of the actual karban. Cholav ha-mukdash. Now, let's say an animal did become pigel, the Rav says. So, we know if a person would eat that animal, they would be chay of kares. However, the milk which is in that animal, or beitzei teirin, or the eggs that were in the bird which is pigel, ein chayev malei mishum pigel, for those there will not be a chiyuv of pigel, because since they are part of the actual carbon, the laws of pigel won't apply to them. As well, noisar, if the animal is left over to the next morning, that we know it's forbidden to be eaten, that iser daraisa does not apply to the products produced by that animal, the milk or the eggs, or tame, or if the animal became tame and it's forbidden to eat the karban bituma, that would not apply to the milk or to the eggs. Mishnah Vav says, Shachatu al menas laniach damai oi esei murav lamachar. What if a person's intent was not to sprinkle the blood the next day or to eat it the next day, but simply just to let the blood sit for another day, simply not to do the avodah? Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. Now the Rav explains, this is a chiddush, this is a new concept, because since it would be pasul if you did it, the very thought of doing it makes it pasul as well. As we know, this does not seem to flow with the concepts that we had until now, which is that the psul is only for chutz lezmano and chutz lemkomo. This is a new kavana. And that is why b'chacham emachshirim, the chacham say it's permitted, because the psul is only for chutz lezmano and chutz lemkomo, but a kavana simply not to bring the blood, that is not included in the types of kavana that would invalidate the karban. Shechato menas litnoi al gabe hakevesh. What if they shechted an animal, and the intent was to do the zrika sadam on the ramp, or shalai kineged ha'yisoid, to do it on the mizbeach, but not opposite the foundation part of the mizbeach where they're supposed to do it. Or if they had kavana, liten es anitanim lemato lemaila, to put the ones that should be below the chut hasikra, the midpoint of the mizbeach, they wanted to sprinkle it above the midpoint. Or ves anitanim lemala lemato, those that should be above the chut hasikra, they intended to put it below the chut hasikra. Or es anitanim befinim bechutz, the blood which should be sprinkled in the heichal, they intended to do it outside by the mizbeach hachitzon, or hanitanin b'chutz bifnim, or the blood that should be sprinkled in the outside mizbeach, they intended to do it inside in the heichal. Or if they had in mind sheyachluhu tameim, that people who are tamei should eat it, or sheyakrivuhu tameim, or that people who are tamei should sprinkle the blood, or sheyachluhu arelim, that the meat should be eaten by uncircumcised males, or sheyakrivuhu arelim, or that uncircumcised males should sprinkle the blood. Or if they had in mind to go against other laws that may apply to the carbon, for example, l'shaber atzameis ha-pesach, to break the bones of a carbon pesach, which we know it's forbidden to break the bones, to get the marrow out of the carbon pesach, but the person had that kavana, or lechol mimenuna, or his kavana was, his intent was to eat the carbon pesach not fully cooked, which is not accepted, or la'ariv damai bedam psulim, or if he intended to mix the blood of the karban with the blood of karbanos which are pasul. The halacha is kosher. In all these situations, it will be kosher. She'ein ha'machshava peseles, because the opinion of the chachamim are that having wrong intent will not invalidate the korban, with two exceptions. Ela chutz lezmano, if one has intent to eat the korban chutz lezmano, or to sprinkle the blood chutz lezmano, or chutz limkoma, or to do it outside the allowed perimeters. Ve'ha-pesach, ve'ha-chatos, shaloi lishman, and the only additional kavana which can invalidate a korban is if someone does the Pesach, Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shelo Lishma, or Korban Chatos the whole year Shelo Lishma, and as we discussed in Zvachim at the very beginning of Perek Aleph.